Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. And without a whole lot of ado, let's bring on board the commander of Wild Card Command Radio, Whiskey Six. Go ahead, sir.
Paul Bear, we have grave and urgent news to talk about this evening. We're coming live to you. I am mobile. And Paul Bear is real fine. In case anyone doesn't know, there's been a terrorist attack on American citizens on U.S. soil in Orlando, Florida. 49 are dead, 53 are injured, 4 are not expected to make it. Investigation by private sources were bore out by federal confirmation. The shooter worked for a security company that had a DHS contract. That's right, he worked for DHS. And do you know what he did for DHS, Paul Bear?
Well, I heard he was in some sort of a transportation role, the last I heard. But that was old information.
They are part of their primary existence with Global Security Solutions is to transport immigrants from Syria around the country, among other countries. But I find it to be a clear indicator that our Department of Homeland Security is infiltrated by the very enemy they claim to keep out, but they seem to aid and abet. I've restrained myself up till now, but here it is. I do not believe, nor do I want, the United States government being responsible for my security. The Constitution clearly states we have the right to life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. We can secure it ourselves. Our government is failing miserably, despite a record $2.1 trillion plus in taxes. You're wasting our money. We can take care of ourselves. We can protect our families, our communities, our places of worship, our places of entertainment. You failed. You failed the American citizen. You failed the Constitution, and you failed the Republic. I call upon the presidential candidates, especially Mr. Trump, back up your talk. The militia will secure public facilities in the sovereign United States, legally and constitutionally. Can anyone out there with a clear conscience tell me that they support a government who takes everything from us but yet gives nothing to us? They exist to take our money, our freedoms, our liberties, our privacy, our property. Enough. Wish no conflict with you, but we don't need you. Nor do we want you. You have the blood of right now 49 Americans on your hands. You have failed miserably. You have betrayed your oaths. No longer will we accept what you give. No longer will we sit and watch you bumble clumsily at best, and at worst, incorporate enemies of the United States and the Constitution into your own government entities. I've got news for you. There's a lot of heroes out there. Unsung heroes. They will protect what is theirs. They will protect their families, their schools, their places of worship, their places of entertainment. We don't need you. We never did. The minute you started restricting the Second Amendment, you became necessary, or else you convinced everybody, we don't want you. Get out of American life. Instead, I just cannot express, Paul Bear, I cannot express my disgust with our government. It is failure and a burden and a yoke upon the Republic that they have nearly strangled to death. Wouldn't you agree?
They are failing on a lot of degrees because their goals are not that of the American people. The goals of the American people are to get up each day in a home that they own, a home, whether it's they own it by purchasing it or by renting it, it's their home. Send their children to a school that will teach them what they need to succeed, not what they need to comply. To work at a job that pays a decent salary and not have 2/3 of everything they make taken out of that check and sent somebody else for some other purpose. And that's what people come to America for. And that's why when you have something like what's going on down in Orlando, last night we were assured by all the Leo that it was a one-man operation. One little guy, now you can say he's a weightlifter if you want to, but unless you've been a soldier, you have never and carried 250 rounds of ammunition, visualize 1,000 rounds of ammunition in magazines, even if you're using the big bursters, these little tubes that people can buy for them. You're still talking 70 of them. They carry 70 rounds, but you're still talking about 10 of them. You didn't need a backpack big enough to climb the Himalayas. And somebody would have noticed long before the first round went off. I listened to the cell phone of the rounds going off, and those weren't automatic fire. Those were individual pull the triggers. 1,000 rounds would have taken a couple hours to shoot with an experienced combat fire. So now all of a sudden, maybe there is a second or a third shooter. Last night they were cutting off people who were making claims that someone was holding the door shut for them. So today, it's gonna, every time this happens, the only thing I'm waiting for is somewhere out there in one of those cell phones, there's got to be a picture somewhere of the little girl crying on the cell phone. She's the only one missing from the crowd, from the last. The one in, she was in San Bernardino and she was in Paris. Is this our Paris? In Paris, after they had their little episode and the people were killed, again with those cell phone pictures of dead people, out in the open, they start taking away guns from the people. Is this our turn? Is that what they have in mind, that they think they can run down there, kill 50 Americans with some crazy guy that's on their payroll, and then turn around and have all the Americans go stack their weapons in the corner? We're not Frenchmen. I don't want to get tied off on this too much, Six, because now while they're doing this, they're running around this nation of ours claiming, guess what? We've succeeded. We have cured the homeless situation. Yes, they have. 200,000 of them have disappeared off the streets. They didn't get jobs because employment's down. They didn't get a new house because confiscation of homes are up. What did they do with 200,000 people? And of the homeless, you have to understand, approximately 1 in 7 of them are veterans, ex-soldiers. Leftovers from the Vietnam War, of that one town that was left over from the Korean War, and left a bunch of them left over from the sandbox. What did they do with these people?
You're definitely right, Paul Bear. This is what our police apparatus, our federal LEO does. Are they keeping us safe? No. They're policing their own citizens. They keep an eye on us. They block political participation in the public areas as defined by the First Amendment. They stand idly by while wishing to protest, to participate in the political process are beaten. I say arm yourselves. Grab your musket. Don't let it go. You're going to need it. Because you know what? We are thick on this homeless thing. These are Americans. This is their birthright. I say we take care of each other. I say we police each other. Police ourselves. Legislate ourselves. Keep our money. And fire. Fire these people. I cannot believe we're paying for police state on our necks. I do have something to say to them, though. You like putting your boot on our neck, but you just made the biggest mistake in the world. You will not stand idly by and watch Americans executed for any reason on American soil because of your ineptness anymore. Do not mistake me. We will protect ourselves. We will protect our families and communities. Please continue. I'm sorry, Paul Bear. I'm very tuned to the missing homeless. This is what our police apparatus and the government are involved in, instead of protecting Americans, exercising your right to free assembly, and life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
The more we go into this, and the more we look at these homeless missing, the more it ties exactly to what's going on in Orlando and every place else. We have elected felons, is my term, when referring to the 536 people that work in Washington, D.C., supposedly on the behalf of the American people. These elected felons passed NDA 2010, that's the National Defense Authorization Act, and told the military that it was okay, without a warrant, to pick up any American who they felt was a danger to the government. They came in later ones and they decided that they could go further. Whereas before, we never had to worry about exercises. They might go over on Uncle Tom's farm, and they'll pay him some big bucks so they can go out and play war games in the back 40 where he wasn't planning. Now they take whole states, and they bring in military from other countries to play with them. Suppose the actual function of a foreign soldier with a weapon and a foreign uniform on the ground in the United States of America is a violation to our Constitution. But it's put there by the same people, the 535 elected felons. It's time we all got hold of them and we found out some information. Did they pick up these homeless people? Were those, while we watched these white DHS buses with the shuttered windows running across, and we just naturally assumed that was our unlawful elected felon in charge, moving migrants from the Middle East into our midst so that things like Orlando could take place, could that have been our homeless being sent someplace for incarceration for the sin of not having a house? When we look the other way, this is the same thing. That's where I came up. This little title of this show, they came for the homeless and no one said anything. When they went into the ghettos in Poland when they started pulling the Jews out, nobody said anything. They went back in there and they pulled the professors, the lawyers, and the doctors out. Nobody said anything. When they rolled the rest of the people up and shot them, there was nobody to say anything about that either. This happens regularly throughout history, and it's happening here. Is their purpose? Do they think that then, since you can't have a new world order with 230 million armed Americans, 90% of them which know exactly how to use their choice of weapons, you can't have an NWO that way. The new world order that they want, with them in charge and us down there working for free, maybe for a little slop on the dinner tonight that they gave us, it won't happen that way. They decided that rather than do that, they'll simply take us all out, find very deep holes, and plug us into them to help with the drainage. I hope not, because if so, they're making a very serious mistake. Those little bases they built where they can go and run down the elevators for thousands of feet and live in those, you got to come out someday. And throughout the states, one thing is fairly consistent in the state constitution. There is no statute of limitations on treason. Go ahead, Six.
You're right. What we have here is sedition, treason, the poisoning and undermining of the highest law of the land by legislation, statute, law. They just do what they please to you. I will not accept it. And you know what? It will keep going on until we all stand up and say, we're going to do what we got to do to secure our life, liberty, freedom, our pursuit of happiness, what suits us best. When we stop saying, you'll not dictate, you will not spy, we don't need your protection, disarm police forces that have become basically paramilitary organizations and they'll justify it. And as per chance, as any argument has two sides and there always can be justified at least once. Okay? They're not meant for those people. If they were, why does this keep happening? San Bernardino, Orlando. Where's the next one? Boston? Detroit, it will go on till we stop it. It will go on till we stop it. And to stop it means we must all stand and say no more. We will do whatever is necessary to secure our life, liberty, happiness. Because you're not doing a very good job. I don't know about you, but they made me miserable. Aging me prematurely. Systematically stripped my freedoms and have denied me my pursuit of happiness. Now here's the thing. This stops at the president's feet. He is responsible for any entity below him in the government. So you know what? You failed miserably. You should be impeached right now for failing to protect the citizens of this republic. Make no mistake, one more act, and we will act decisively to protect ourselves and secure our property and our communities and our states. Here's the worst thing. We were never meant to be your enemies. You have done that. We were meant to safeguard life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness. But you couldn't take it from us until you took it from the militia. So, Mr. President, this blame lays at your feet. despite record taxes, fact-breaking taxes, and police presence. Americans keep getting killed. Aren't you supposed to protect them? Let it happen again. We will. State Talker, I have to go. God bless this venerable nation and deliver it from the hands of fools. The wild cards. Expect no mercy. 56 out.
Thank you, Mr. Six. One of the things that we all have to understand is where is our strength? Stuart Rhodes said it best. He called him the sleeping giant. The sleeping giant are all of you ex-military, ex-Leo, all of you active duty military and military and active duty Leo, who feel that the way that we're going is wrong. You are the sleeping giant. You are the one who has the ability right now. Open your front door to your house, walk out on the street, and get together with all the rest of those sleeping giants up and down. And those that weren't in the military or Leo, a guy who can sit down with a bolt-action rifle and take out a deer at 400 yards, he's a good giant. The one who can take and heal and cure people because he's a doctor, he can heal. The ones that drive the big rigs, that haul stuff from point A, that know where everything is stored, he's a giant. Take those giants, put them together into little groups called neighborhood protection teams. Take those neighborhood protection teams and get them started today, because if you don't, when they come for you, there'll be nobody there. But you go watch. You watch a police SWAT operation. They roll that big MRAP up. MRAPs are big. MRAPs are tough. But you can't do nothing until you get your behind out the back door. And then you're just another man standing on the street. And it can be hard going in house A when there's a guy sitting on house B's porch cleaning an AR-15. When the old lady sitting on the house next door to the right is sitting in up there with her knitting in one hand and a 12-gauge double barrel in the other. That's when people knock on the doors and they're very polite. If there's nobody on those other porches, they kick in the door, they shoot the dog, they beat the kids, they handcuff the daughter's hands behind her back and drag her downstairs, and then they ask where so-and-so, and they find out it's the wrong house. Not their fault. They just went where they were told and done what they were saying, but they're responsible. I want to take a few moments here now what you got to do is form these teams. Anybody that played in Sandbox knows how tough it was to go into Solder City. It wasn't tough to go in there because of the things they were doing. It was the way they were organized. They had a militia, and everybody supported it. You run an assault on their mosque, and all you think you find is an old guy in his goat humper hat doing penance prayers, and he looks at you and smiles. Because they knew you were coming. This is our militia. This is our nation. It's time for us to do what we need to do. So as we go through this, more and more of us, we form into these groups. If you've got three or four rifles, you can't hold but one. Now's the time to put it away, put two of them away where you can find them in case somebody shows up to your house while you're at work. If you've got a lot of ammunition and you can't carry it on your backpack, find a place to put it. If you need information and help on this, this place to go is the Ram site. That's located at Militias, M-I-L-I-T-I-A-S, dot Ning, November India, November Golf, dot com. Once you get in there and you get in the resource center, you'll find, get up there as a duty, not as a just whatever, and start downloading it on the thumb drives. Once you get a stature of these little thumb drives, get you a piece of galvanized steel pipe, drop the thumb drives inside, throw the two ends, and just toss it up in the attic. Make sure it's about 14 inches long so somebody doesn't think it's a bomb. Now, what's going to happen here in the next week or so is they're going to have to come up with some of the story. This was supposed to keep everybody just kind of wondering, and they thought they had their act. But something else is going on in this nation, and we all need to know what it is. So for next week, this is Paul Bearer and Wildcard Command Radio wishing you a very happy week and a lot of success in linking the rest of those giants together and putting them all together on your front. Paul Bearer's out.